So I really want to encourage you to allow yourself to celebrate all your wins, big and small. It's so freaking important. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Digital Nomads Daily Podcast. I'm so excited to be here today and to talk about a topic that is going to help you to feel better about yourself. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? So every week I interview experienced digital nomads to talk about their day-to-day life. We also talk a lot about designing your own life and doing your own thing. It sounds so sexy, and I know it looks so easy on Instagram and other social media, but to be honest, it's sometimes really difficult because we always want more and there's always more outside to achieve, to think about. So today I'm going to talk about your success image. Now, for everyone who joined my Life Masterclass a couple of weeks ago, I also talked about this. I had like a whole set of slides to really talk about your success image, because one of the things that I gathered from this podcast and also from my own life is that if you do not have a clear picture on how your success image looks like, you're never going to hit that satisfying moment like, yeah, I did this. Because you're constantly going and going. And I think it's really healthy for us to sometimes take a break and just really look at what we have achieved, what we have done, how far we have come, how much we have grown, because that's important too. So that's what I want to talk about today. I'm super excited about this. And I would like to start with a little recap of a couple of episodes that we actually talked about something so, so, so important, which is process. Just, you know, embracing the process. Well, this week, of course, we had our episode about embracing the challenges of entrepreneurship, and it was all about that process. We also talked about this with Anne. One of the things I really noticed about looking back at all these episodes, it's not about all what's in the big picture, and it's not all about like what's in the end. You really sometimes need to stand still, pause, and really focus on yourself. What's really cool is that some people started this lifestyle just with a couple of ideas on how to do it. Other people just kind of went into it, but didn't really know what to expect. And I'm kind of one of them. Like I never chose to be a digital nomad. It just kind of all happened. And, you know, like over time I was like, oh, cool, I'm a digital nomad. And then I started Digital Nomads Daily, and it just kind of happened. So everyone has their own unique process. And this is also something that we should definitely embrace. Like what works for someone else might not work for you. And that's totally fine. But there are a lot of important learnings. And one of these learnings is that the digital nomad lifestyle, your entrepreneurship journey, whether it's like your main thing that you want to do or it's just a side hustle, all these journeys, they're all self-development processes. They're all growth processes. And what's really cool about that is that it doesn't matter where you are right now, whether you're in the beginning or you're halfway or you have no clue where on your path you are. It's all learning and it's all growth. And what happens sometimes is that if we just push really hard, we are comparing ourselves with someone else's day 600. And then this whole process becomes very daunting and the journey just becomes less fun. So accept that everything is a journey. I think that's the one thing that we should start this episode with, because if you cannot accept that, if you always like putting too much pressure on yourself, it's never going to be as fun. And I want this lifestyle to be fun too, because on this podcast, we talk a lot about the day-to-day challenges of this lifestyle, which is really awesome. But I don't want this to be a depressing podcast. I want it to be motivational, inspirational, and I definitely want you to walk away with a feeling of like, I'm okay, or yeah, I can do this, or it's okay to feel this way. Perhaps tomorrow is a better day. The second thing that really stands out from my episodes and talking with the guests is this concept of baby steps. Anne explained it very well. She said that sometimes you see someone in like his day, whatever, and then you're like, oh, wow, yeah, they did like 10K in 1 month or whatever it is. Like we had a conversation about that. But she said that it's always about planting seeds. Whatever these people did in the short time frame that they have a video about or another piece of content, you always have to consider that they did already pre-work and they have planted seeds, or they have gained knowledge already, or they maybe have tried it and failed it already. And what they show you is an optimized process. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that because there are very important learnings in that, but sometimes it's not always so clear and the title perhaps even feels a little bit clickbait. But sometimes when you watch the video, you're thinking like, oh, but I'm not there yet, or I don't know how to do the first steps of this whole process. I cannot do it. And that's where this concept of comparing yourself with someone's day, whatever, kind of kicks in, because a lot of people already have pre-work. It's the same thing when I will tell you right now, like, if I would do a course, like, how to start a podcast. I mean, that's great. I can teach you everything that I know, and I think that's going to be very valuable. But does that mean that it's going to be as easy for you as it is right now for me to produce episodes? Probably not, because I have, you know, like, experience of, what is it, like, almost 100 episodes. So it's always going to be a little bit easier for me to produce an episode. But that doesn't mean that you cannot get to the level where I am. It's just because I had pre-work, I planted seeds, like, it's just a little bit easier for me right now. But that's all okay. And this is, like, something that we really need to embrace, that everything, it's a process, it's a baby steps. And if you allow yourself to embrace those baby steps, if you allow yourself to take a break and look back and be proud of what you have done so far, like, maybe the knowledge that you have gained, or the scales, or maybe just like the failure and then all the learnings from that, like, that is something to be proud of as well. So when I think about success image, I don't think about, oh, I'm going to hit this many followers, I made this much money, or I got, you know, like, stuff like that. I think that your success image, it's not just a numbers game, but it's really about, when do you feel like you achieved something? Like, when is it good enough for you to say to yourself and to think and to feel like, I did that? And sometimes it's big stuff and sometimes it's very small stuff. That's also, like, we don't always need to celebrate, like, the gigantic milestones that we hit. We can, you know, be happier with smaller steps. A couple of weeks ago, I was live and I was hanging out with some people online for my Freedom Booster Masterclass. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that I talked about in this masterclass was your success image, creating your success image. Whenever I start a project, I'm always including this in my process, because if I don't know what success looks like, I'm never going to have that satisfying moment. So it's really important to already think about some of the potential first milestones that you're going to hit. So that could be very easy things, like that you have a process in place, that you publish the first thing, or have a test client perhaps. Depending on your project, it's really helpful to actually create your success image and to have an idea of what success looks and feels like. After the free class, I gathered a group of people, a small group, to go through a 4-week Freedom Booster process. And it's really exciting because we're now in the second week of the Digital Nomad Freedom Booster. And I asked my students, my participants, like, what does success look and feels like to you? Like, what does that really mean? And I really encouraged my Freedom Boosters to not think about followers or like really big stuff, but just to think about it. You just started your project 4 weeks from now. Like, what are we going to celebrate? Like, and what is it for you that could make you so extremely happy? And for the majority of the people, to be honest, it's just having clarity. Here, I already noticed that they were opening up their minds to not think about like numbers and followers and money, but really think about, okay, yeah, what does it really feel like? And you know what? If I would have clarity about my project, I would be just so happy. Because that is one of the most challenging things for people, like having clarity on what they want to do and how do they want to design their lives and how do they want to make money online. So just a quick note here, if you want to join the next Freedom Booster, it's a 4-week program where we're going to work on your project and I will walk you through the steps to actually boost your project. So instead of staying stuck and not sure what to do and what your next steps are, we're really gonna go through it step by step. You will have private sessions, so one-on-one sessions with me, and we also hop on group sessions, plus we do some virtual co-working, so we actually dedicate time to get stuff done. If you want to join the next Freedom Booster, you can go to digitalnomadsdaily.com/freedom. Then you can join the waitlist. Everyone who's on the waitlist gets first spots. I don't have like unlimited spots because it's really important that it's a small group so we can actually also support each other. And I don't know, like for me, seeing everyone like going through this process and feeling so much more motivated and inspired and light and excited, it's just like an epic, epic feeling. So yeah, if you want to get a touch of that, make sure that you're on the Freedom Booster waitlist. All right, so your success image, what does it look like and what does it feel like? That's really the what we're going to answer today in this episode. And for you to really think about this, I have a couple of questions that I gathered from reading different books on mindset, on entrepreneurship, and these are questions that I apply to my life as well. When do I apply this? Well, it depends, but sometimes it's for a whole project. But also think smaller. It's just about the day. There are moments in the week or in the month or that I just don't really feel well. And that is very human. Like, it would be stupid for me to say, oh, I always feel great. I'm always so inspired. I love everything. No, I don't. I'm a human and I don't. I mean, it's true and it's okay. We don't always see that from other people on social media. And I think for me, this is why this podcast is so important, because I just want us to be as human as possible. So what does success look and feel like? Well, the first question is, what is success really to me? For me, it's a lot about freedom, like the freedom to work on projects I want to work on, that I can enjoy them, that I work with people I actually like working with. Like, I had really my part in like working with people that I didn't vibe with, or working with people that I don't actually like they're just their life values. Or I would work with people because the money was good, but then I actually already had a gut feeling that this was going to be a freaking disaster. And not to say that it's the fault of the people. It's like dating. Sometimes you're a match and sometimes you're not. If you're not a match, are you still going to pursue it? Like, probably not, unless there's like other reasons to it. But usually when you date someone, you want to like that person, you want to enjoy your time with them, you want to make sure that your energy is worthwhile. And it's like, work is kind of pretty much the same, especially when you're an entrepreneur who wants to do their own thing. So for me, liking the project, liking the people, liking the environment is key. That's freedom. Same goes with the people I hang out with. I want to make sure I hang out with people that I truly like. That also means that sometimes I go to a meetup and I don't vibe with that group of people. That could be me, it could be them, whatever it is, it's okay, I accept it. But then a success image could look like find new people or find friends. And then if I did it, but I didn't find them, I'm still successful in some way. Another question that you want to ask yourself, so after what is success to me, is what makes me truly happy? And I mean not like, oh, I liked it. No, like truly freaking happy. Like something that gives you butterflies in your tummy and it's just like, oh, you're just so happy. Couple of examples from my life. I am at my happiest if I'm near the beach. I'm also at my happiest when I go to bed very early and I just wake up early and I just fire my day with positive things, with creating. So currently it's like 6:30 a.m. that I'm recording this episode, but I just woke up. I have so much energy. I woke up like, oh, I just want to do this episode and I'm feeling it. And I really, truly hope that you're also getting that energy from this podcast episode. But I'm just like, I'm all fired up right now. And that is something that makes me truly happy. If I can start my day like that, then later I would just go journal a little bit. I have my coffee and I slowly start the rest of my day. But I have this, what is it, like 30 to 60 minute like energy boost that I want to make sure I use it for to create. And I use it on projects that I actually love doing, which is of course, Digital Nomads Daily. When you think about joy, you could also think about other stuff in your life. Like maybe it truly brings you joy to hang out with people, to work out regularly, to go on adventures, to travel a lot, maybe to travel less and stay longer in a place. This is, again, like a very reflective question like we did last week in the episode, but it's so, so, so extremely important. The next question you want to think about is, when are you most satisfied? And satisfaction, like having that picture on, like, when are you actually satisfied with something that you're working on or that you're about to work on, it's very important. And this really goes back to comparing yourself with someone else's day, whatever. If you don't know when you're truly satisfied with something, like, really think about it. How are you going to measure your results? Like, how are you going to know it's good enough for you? So when it comes to satisfaction, what is really important is that you have a picture on it for everything that you're sort of doing. And I always think about it this way. When you do your business and you're creating a new offer, for example, or a new service, maybe you could be satisfied when you had a test client or just like one person that went through your process, you learned a bunch of things and then you optimized it. Like, that is satisfaction. But it could also be a project or a task that has been catching dust, that's been on the shelves for a while and you haven't touched it, but you're going to find that week the motivation to really work on it and to build that foundation. Maybe then you're satisfied. And again, guys, it could also be like more personal life things. I think like satisfaction is not about the biggest goals in life, but it could also be your 80%. Like one of the things I showed the Freedom Boosters this weekend was focus on 80% instead of the 100%. I think it was Mitko who was saying it on the podcast. Like he also said, like when you focus on 80% to like complete your projects, at least 80%, sometimes that is good enough. But if you always go for perfection, like that is just like perfection doesn't really exist. And if you focus on perfection in life and in business, you're never really gonna enjoy the journey and you're never gonna be satisfied. Because the truth is, work is always there. Like there's always stuff to do. There's always things to improve. Like that is just life. So if you focus on 80%, you will be satisfied way earlier on in your process. And that's good for your mind. It's good for your body. It's good for your business too, because you don't spend time on perfectionizing stuff that is never going to be perfect. Like that's just what it is. So have a picture on when are you satisfied. Yeah, and the next one also goes into this, like, so you have satisfaction. So that could be like maybe even 60 or 70%. And then you have like, when do you really hit your results? Like, when have you reached success? And that could be a little bit more focused on harder numbers. I think with this, if you have a clear picture on when you're satisfied and then you have, okay, but this is like the actual result I want to hit, make sure that you have both of them. Because if you see that you're like, if you have a hard time in going from you're satisfied but not as successful yet, you also can better see like what do you need to do to get clarity or to achieve more, or what elements in the project that you're on, like do you need to work on. So we were satisfied last year with the Digital Nomads Daily podcast when we were happy with our process. Like it was not easy to find our voice. There are like a lot of podcasts out there. So I could have put like a big number on it. And I was like, oh, I need to hit like 10K in 6 months or whatever. I didn't know much yet about podcasting when I started. So, I mean, it's my first podcast. I never did a podcast before. So it's like, I don't really know what I'm signing myself up for. I did some research and I did sort of created a picture of success. But for me, the satisfaction was really to have a good process, to find our voice and to feel good about what we're doing. Then when I was looking at the results, the big result was really about, okay, we're going to have our first 10 episodes. We're going to have our first 1,000 downloads. On the podcast platform, for example, you had, if you hit 1,000 downloads in the past 30 days, you achieved a result and then it like unlocks more options to promote your podcast. So we had also goals like that. It really helped us to like push it, but also to do it in a way like, okay, we also get there when we get there. And we were just like, at least we have our process that's going very well. Now, also when you look at the success image, the numbers that I want for my podcast are way bigger, but that's only because I see a consistent growth that we have been working on. So when you start a podcast, obviously you're not going to hit 10,000 downloads in a very short amount of time, unless you already have a following or you did something before, maybe you're a celebrity. If you already have built an audience, then you launch a podcast, of course, you're more likely to reach bigger goals and bigger results way, way faster. But if you're starting from scratch, that's not the case. And just as an example, I saw that someone else launched a newsletter the other day, a newsletter and a podcast, and they started their newsletter with 1 week, 7,000 people in their newsletter. But I also know for a fact that this person organized like a bunch of events and things. So you're probably uploaded a list of people and then you build on top of that. And that is exactly what I mean when it comes to like the pre-work. If you already did something and then you start a new project and you can take that, what you did before, to the new project, obviously your results are higher. But not a lot of people know that. So when someone else just started their newsletter and you see a message like that or a post like that, you're like, but I just started my newsletter and I have like 5 subscribers. I'm such a loser. Like, this is like, how is this even possible? What am I doing wrong? I cannot do it. No, that's not the case. There was already stuff happening before, and that's why someone was able to get to that number way quicker. So even if I would post today on Instagram, oh my God, we hit 15K. Just remember that if we hit 15K, there has been a whole podcasting process before that. And we also were happy with our first 10 downloads. And that's just it. And I want also to be very human about it, because yes, it's great if you hit so many numbers, but the first 10 are amazing too, and you should definitely celebrate that as well. Now, the last question that is very important for your success image is a lot about that celebrating. How does it look and feel like? And when you hit your success or your milestone, or when you feel satisfied, how are you going to celebrate that stuff? Because one of the things that we don't allow ourselves, again, is to pause, to look back, but also to celebrate. And I think that celebrations are amazing. Just a quick example. Last week, I hit like some procrastination roadblocks. And I don't know what it was, but I was just really like, at 3 p.m., my energy just drastically went down. And it happened throughout the whole week. And I don't know if it was the moon or if I just did so much in the morning that was just a natural cause. But I don't know, it happened. It was so significant. I was like, okay, how can I fix this? Because if this is what I'm going to feel throughout the week, and I actually had a lot of calls in the week. So that's how I figured, like, oh yeah, I'm going to be tired on Friday afternoon. I'm going to be tired on Thursday afternoon. So I set myself up for success, and I put in my journal that if I'm going to hit this feeling of like I'm tired and I just want to like do nothing, I will go to a cafe, try to overcome it, and just have like, I will treat myself for something nice if I actually got my ass to that cafe, and I'm just going to focus on like low-key stuff. For me, last week was just because of that so successful. So because I basically overcame a procrastination that would tremendously slow me down and that would also make me feel really shit about myself. But it didn't happen because I was able to mitigate the risk and to just, you know, help myself. Sometimes success looks like that, right? Then when I actually hit a few milestones, I also celebrated it. So what I want you to think about is that when you look at your current projects, or when it's like in your notebook or your Asana or ClickUp or whatever you manage your work, when you hit certain milestones, when you complete certain tasks or a bunch of tasks, or when you're halfway a project, do you have written down for yourself, if I hit that, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to celebrate it? And I'm really curious if you guys have this. I know that a lot of people don't think about this. So also in the Freedom Booster, I told the Freedom Boosters, like, guys, like, we really got to think about this. Like, how are you, when we're like designing their project and their framework, their skeleton for the project, how are you going to celebrate it? And this is just so important. And I think also, one of the things I like to do for celebrations is just as an inspiration. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be crazy. But I would celebrate it with a cookie, or I would just do like extra cuddles with king chai, or I would just go for an ice cream. I go for a walk. I go on an adventure. Like, it's not even big stuff, but it's just like, just celebrate it. Sometimes I just meditate on it, or when I feel like really, really like, oh my God, I did this, I would just like sit with it and just really observe the feeling and make it part of my full body. I know that sounds a bit like woohoo, but it helps. It's so good for yourself to tune in with that, with those happy feelings too. All right, so how do you apply all of this in your day-to-day life? Well, it's actually quite easy. What I do, and this has helped me a lot, I recently changed my journaling practice a little bit. So instead of focusing, oh, this is what I have achieved, I would already picture my success image for that day. Then I'm just going through my day working on the things. If I hit a roadblock or I get stuck, I would just look at it like, wait, what did my success image look like again? And then I just do the thing. So stuff that's on my success image list on like what I would want to do on the days is I want to finish my to-dos for a client. I want to record a solo cast. Like, for example, today on my list is that I want to record a solo cast. I also have there go for a walk, learn Portuguese, cook food, review episode. Like sometimes it's more task related, but a lot of the times it's also just like, if I hit like these three things in the day, I'm going to be more than satisfied. Like I would have a successful day. And everything around that, all the extra things I do, great, high five to that. But the main focus is that I at least do these things. And including a walk is very important as well to have some body movement. Now, what I also find important is that it's not about 10 things. I typically have 3 to 5 things on my success image. So last Friday is a good example because I actually had a bunch of things on that day. I had a lot of calls. So one of my things was complete all my calls. I had go for a walk, learn Portuguese, and go to the cafe. Because I knew after the calls, my calls finished at 3 p.m., I was going to be super tired. I actually had to do some research for my marketing business, and I knew I was going to be too tired if I would just stay at home and I was going to get lazy. So I went to the cafe, and that was part of my success image because actually what it was to break my procrastination and to break my tiredness and just to like break that pattern and just really like go to the cafe and do my thing. Take everything that I taught you today. Look at your week. Have you been successful so far? Are you happy with that? You still have a couple of more days in this week to go. Like if this week would be a very successful week, what would you like to have achieved? Just think about it that way. I think it's a really good way to feel better about yourself, to feel more confident, and ride a wave of positive energy and just feel good about yourself. Now, for everyone who wants to get like a brief summary of this, or you actually want to get started with these questions and really think about your own like day-to-day success image practices, I created a free guide on this as well. You can download it at digitalnomadsdaily.com/free-resources. I will make sure it's also here in the show notes. So if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever, it's linked there. And yeah, just have a look at it. If you're listening right now and you want to send me a message, okay, Nina, I just listened to your episode and this is what my success image looks like and this is where I am, that would honestly be amazing. I get messages from people, I go, thank you so much for the episode, or whoa, this was so great. And it really fires me up when I can interact with you guys. So yeah, if you want to like hang out with me somewhere online, let me know. Make sure to follow us on Digital Nomads Daily. And thank you so much for tuning in today. And like I always say, happy nomading.